Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Hi, if I don't touch him, that's impossible.
Possum Hour?
Hey, what do you got in here, rocks?
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We'll be right back.
was that? That was the theme to Ace Crawford, Private Eye, starring Tim Conway. How much of Conway? All right, well, good evening, ladies and gent. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week. Mine was busy again. And that your week ahead is full of promise. Mine's busy again. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. It was a cool song, but kind of cake, but it kind of put me in mind of like a comedy porno from the 70s, you know? I don't know. Anyway, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of poisonous notions and deceptive assumptions. We at Possum Hour thank them for their patronage. True Americans. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided apart by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mile, Diddy Mile. Hope my sound's 5x5, by the way. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's bleak outlook at our possible future. This just in, Dr. Cake said they had snowflakes this morning. Oh, Bob Dole. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest Arvin Moptopoulos, noted political strategist and professional shit shoveler. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster tells everyone to go hug a nut. It's a week's worth, worthwhile. I'm a waste. Well, the phone lines will be open as soon as I find the damn cue.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Hard to store, hard to handle, heavy hoses always end up tangled and kinked. What a mess. Introducing the Boner Hose. The hose so small it fits in your pocket. Just turn on the water and watch this mini hose grow and grow and grow to maximum length to this long full-size
Boner.
No need for bulky, ugly hose reels. Turn off the water and it goes right back to its mini size. Hang it right on the water spout. Store it with your garden tools or just keep it in your pocket. The
Boner
Hose is so light, it weighs less than this bottle of water. Even Junior can help.
Yeah.
The
Boner
Hose fits in the palm of your hand and grows to a giant
Boner.
Really tough job.
Turn
and when
off.
You turn off the
turn
water, it,
off.
It goes right back to its tiny size. Ready to store, even in a drawer. And when you need it,
Boner
Hose quickly grows again. Do your entire patio with ease. Traditional garden hoses seem to always kink. But the
Boner
Hose couldn't kink if you wanted it to. The secret is the accordion design that automatically expands when the water's turned on. It grows like magic, right back to full size. And it's strong enough to pull this 5,000-pound SUV. Watch again. Just turn on the water and watch it grow. And grow, and grow. The
Boner
Hose is super light and easy to handle. The 25-foot
Boner
Hose is just $12.99 during this special
Grenache
offer. Call now and you can get a second
Boner
Hose. Call now to get the amazing, growing
Boner
Hose for $12.99. Call now and find out about free shipping.
Boner Hose!
You dick! You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on!
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Good afternoon!
Possum Hour says, suck it.
Yeah.
There it is. It took me a minute. It took me a minute. Hey, Brady. How the hell are you doing there?
Loving the Dark Shadows. Oh, Barney Boo. I should dip into that this week.
You know, it's a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
It isn't really a Halloween show, but Halloween is this week. Thursday.
Yep. Last year, I was getting that bag reversed. I was getting the bag off of me.
Yikes. That's still, doesn't seem like a whole year.
Yeah, I don't.
Since we're talking about that.
Oh, it flies by when you get that age.
Time flies when you're old.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah. Every year goes quicker, man, the closer you get to the finish line.
Indeed it does.
Hey, we were talking about, remember, Uncle Bobo went to your McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, guess where there was an outbreak of E. coli? McDonald's. McDonald's. No, I'm not saying there's any connection.
That's great.
But, you know, I don't think it's very sanitary to poop your pants and handle fries and shit, man. Not cool. Not cool at all. I bet you couldn't even get a job at McDonald's. He couldn't get a job at McDonald's.
No. The fucking moron was surprised that the workers don't dip their hands in the fries.
Not grease.
And put in
the pot. You should have told him, just reach in there and grab them.
Yeah,
well,
he would have.
That would have been a hoot. That would have been a hoot. He'd have stuck his paw in there. Oh, man. Missed opportunity.
Unreal.
Missed opportunity. So, I met McGig last night. This is kind of some kind of pharmaceutical company or something. Real swanky joint not downtown, a short north area. Nice joint. Nice digs. I thought I came up with a little, in various situations, it's better if you have something to talk about with these people while you're drawing them.
Yeah.
Like if there's no loud music and stuff.
Yeah.
I like to engage a conversation if it's kind of, and it was kind of an intimate thing because they had me in like a booth. So it was just me and the person, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I come up with this one. I've been using it. I don't care who you're voting for.
Yeah.
I bet you everybody's going to be relieved when these stupid commercials are done.
Uh-huh.
That goes over well. You know, everybody. Oh yeah, yeah.
And so this case.
Well, I don't tip my hand at all, and usually people don't. Well, this one guy's sitting there. He's like, hey, he's a nice looking gent. Professional guy. Looks like he's got half a brain, you know? He says, but that Harris, she can't complete a sentence.
Yeah,
a coherent sentence.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, you mean the other guy, dude.
They flip it. It's like everything with Bobo is wrong with, they flip onto the other person automatically.
They call that projection.
Unbelievable. I get it all the time at the shop.
It's like, what? So then I get home, you know, and I was kind of getting the vibe that the whole crowd were Republican. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I overhear this one lady's behind me talking about how great it'll be that RFK Jr. is going to be in the cabinet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He'll take care of those additives. That's why we buy imported wine, because we don't want all the additives. RFK Jr. She said JFK Jr. And the guy said, no,
okay.
RFK Jr. She said, yeah. He's gonna take care of that for us. I hope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I'm going out there with like my slumped shoulders, like, oh, geez, we're doomed. And I get home, and they had the Bundes rally highlights. Did you see that shit?
No. Oh.
Well, they called Puerto Rico a pile of garbage. Made watermelon
Christ.
Jokes at the expense of a black guy.
Oh, God damn.
It was sickening, man.
Well, that's taking America back.
Wow. We're going
to... Not necessarily great again, but back.
There's like 3 million Puerto Ricans that vote for president,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 3 million votes you just fucking pissed on, man.
He's a fucking numbskull.
Oh, man, it was like the... Well, there was a Nazi rally in, like, 1937, I think.
Yeah.
Might have been 39. I don't know. It was American Nazis, and they rented out Madison Square Garden like Bobo did last night. The whole mirror event, man. It's weird.
Yeah.
And you know what their cause was? America First.
Yeah, exactly.
Same damn thing, man. I brought this up back in 16, and the other guys were like, well, I never heard of that. Fuck. America First? Not American Nazis? Come on, man.
Never heard of that.
When you went to history class, I guess.
Yep.
Anyway, it's Halloween.
Yes.
Let's celebrate by blowing something the fuck up.
Blow it up, baby.
Yeah. Well, where's my blow-ups, man? What'd you do with them? What'd you do, Gimby? here we go. Save the day. Easier said than done. Oh, yeah, here we go.
There we go.
Just in your honor, sir, we're blowing it up once again.
All
right. Oh, my.
Beautiful.
Say, what's a good word for scrutiny?
Scrutiny.
Thanks.
Quiet.
All right, time for the service here, bullshit. Hello? Yes? 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 No?
No.
What was it?
Wrong number.
In my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the ones
people who need people.
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck!
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah. I had a gang like that one.
What's that?
That Monster Mash cover.
Yep, good drums.
Son of a gun. Oh, yeah. And to wrap up what I said before, I have this feeling of extreme dread.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to be impossible for the next week, I think.
I know, shit's getting scary.
I mean, if before I was kind of like, I got to do it again. Hey, we beat him once. And after that thing last night, I'm like, oh, my God,
yep.
These fuckers are scary.
Yep.
Who's next? Who's after the Puerto Ricans? You know. You're next, Gumby. You're next. All guys.
That's right.
Get them out of here.
Scary shit.
Fucked up. So, nah, they couldn't do that. His little buddy's bald. Stephen Miller. He's the Goebbels. He looks like Goebbels.
Yeah, Goebbels.
He says last night, he says, America is for Americans and Americans only. I remember this thing they used to have. America's a melting pot. To tell us in school. It's a melting. I think that kid skipped school that day.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Maybe they'll take away that book that Lady Liberty's hold.
Replace it with...
something.
What's the... Part of the deal.
Yeah, the part of the deal.
Oh, man. The frickin'... Where is it, man? I know I got it here somewhere. But if ever there was a time for this sound effect...
Okay.
I'm sorry, Hitler!
You get that straight, Jacques. Jaco. Oh, boy. All right. Sorry, I hope you missed my political rant. GT and Cake had to suffer through it, man. But it's all good.
Yeah. Got to get it off your chest.
I know. I'd say something about the Bundes rally last night. But yeah, seriously, man, I can't wait till and it won't be over for weeks either. You know how it goes.
Oh yeah.
Alright. Anyways, Dr. Cake is here, ladies and gents.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a share. Oh, Dr. Cake. It's better. There we go.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. K. Thanks for coming. GT Trenton is here. He turned his ears off to the anti-Bobo stuff.
GT Trenton. GTO.
GT's in the house, building his Legos. I was telling him, I'm always like, I'm a collector. You know, I have these stupid collections.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the... In the supermarket, they always get this wall of Hot Wheels. And they're like 99 cents, right?
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck? You know, it's a buck. If it's something cool. And I've been collecting Batmobiles.
Yeah.
Like, they got different Batmobiles from different movies and shit. The one from Batman and Robin.
Uh-huh.
The most recent Batman movie, which I like. Isn't really a, it's more of a crazy car than a Batmobile. But anyway, that's a fun collection.
Yeah.
So I got six of them. I'm on the
six
on the trail.
Batmobiles. All right.
Six different Batmobiles. All right.
First
and there's
really
the
cool.
Aforementioned Other People's Eyes, our old pal.
Other People's Eyes. Oh.
Doodly doodly doodly. Man of many records.
Yes.
Holding the vinyl. What if vinyl, like, they decided vinyl would be, like, the new currency? Me and him would be rich. He'd be richer than me, but I'd be pretty well off. Still got my record collection.
Mine's gone.
Throw all them 78s in there? Come on, man. Mm-hmm. No, they wouldn't enter out vinyl. It wouldn't be. Worth a shot. Those things are so fragile, those 78s, man. You look at them, they crack in half. That's the thing about vinyl, man. You got to really abuse vinyl to fuck it up. Although
the only ones I still have that are in my shed for the past 12 years is probably destroyed.
You had vinyl back in there? In your shed?
Some, yeah. I had a shitload. I kept getting rid of them every time I moved.
Right,
throwing
right,
them
right.
out, you know. I had to make room.
I peeled off
I got
a few.
Some in there.
I peeled off a few when I moved over here.
Right.
And every once in a while I'll think of one and go, damn, I shouldn't have got rid of that one.
Uh-huh.
Why the fuck didn't I keep that? That was stupid. But I really wanted to shed like a third of my possessions. When I moved.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller place. It doesn't have as much storage as my apartment did. So.
Well.
Speaking of which, I was in my shed today. Holy crap, holy. Man. Next spring, I got to clean that mother out.
I got to get in there, man. I got like all these boxes of DVDs of the. My nephew works at a place that buys them, so I'm going to start selling them.
Oh, there
them
you
off.
Go. Yeah. Get something for him. I always wondered what the Pope's relatives did. You know, he passed away a couple years ago. Now it's been a couple years. Every Sunday night I go, hey, Dave, I'm not going to call tonight because you're dead.
Yeah, I know, man.
It never gets any funnier.
After all those years.
I know, 20 years, man. But I wonder what they do with his porn collection. He had, like, hundreds and hundreds of DVDs and some video cassettes, some of which I believe are illegal in 48 states.
That's great.
If you found the right buyer, I don't know if P. Diddy, in touch with P. Diddy maybe, but the right perv, man, would be in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, he had more porn than a porn store. Oh, his bedroom walls were just floor to ceiling shelves of porn. And there's pictures of him with porn stars and their boobies out and everything.
There you go.
He loved porn, man. The dude loved his weird sex, man.
There you go.
He fucking loved it. He was proud of it. Never ashamed. Always out in the open about it.
Let that freak flag fly.
He'd tell you about his pierced wiener and everything else. Yeah. I never asked. I don't want to know. Too much information as it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wild stuff.
He was a weird cat, man. Smart dude. But, yeah. Hey, listen. Well, and hovering above the lounge in his pre-pandemic pedal-propelled plastic fantastic flying Duesenberg.
Indeed.
Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself.
Always good to be here.
Professor R.G.A. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, come back.
As the Beaver. part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
Oh, yeah!
Three cheers for the billionaires.
I was muted again. You oh, well.
Part of the beauty of me is I'm rich. That's only part of the beauty.
Okay. You remember another one from history class? The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act.
Nope. So far, that's not ringing any bells.
Okay. 1930, right after the stock market crash. Well, they decided to double down, and they put all these tariffs on imports.
Okay.
Which caused tariffs on exports, and decreased exports added to the depression. It ruined, you know, had a negative impact on the stock market, and that's when all the banks failed. Yeah, that's dude's only thing he wants to do.
Okay.
Other than mass deportation of anyone with brown skin is put tariffs on everybody. So we got this to look forward to. This is why I'm scared the fuck. Fucking scared.
I remember seeing a documentary back when the American Nazis were at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Yeah. This one, I haven't heard of that. Oh, yeah, he's it's scary shit.
Oberman made an interesting point. He said Charles Lindbergh, first man to fly across the Atlantic solo, hero of the world, every nation, you know, he's the big mamu, the top dog.
Yep.
Well, he came out in favor of Hitler.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So he says in
a big time communist.
Well, a Nazi.
A Nazi.
White
supremacist.
Yeah. 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 And not a communist.
Yeah. Well, they said he was commie too.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Oberman says in his
obituary, the first thing they mention is the Nazism not flying across the Atlantic. So. That's what hooking with that cat train of thought will get you, man. Crazy town. Crazy town, man. Seen any good movies?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've been watching nothing but movies. Nothing's really coming to mind. Why? Do you see something good?
I don't know. I saw a couple good odors this week.
Yeah?
Jimmy Stewart. I'm starting to really become a Jimmy Stewart Western fan. He had it going on, man. I never really thought of him as a cowboy, but Broken Arrow. I hadn't seen that one yet. Jay Silverheels played Geronimo, I think. No, that was a different movie.
Okay. Jay Silverheels.
And then I saw that, and then this other one, Shootout on Boot Hill, which was Charles Bronson's first starring role. And it was good. It was okay. Nothing special there. And then the weird one was the Iron Horse Pilot. There was a show called Iron Horse with Dale Robertson, and they made a pilot.
I've heard of it,
Scalp
never
Lock.
Seen it.
Yeah. I've never seen the show either. So this movie Scalp Lock on YouTube is the pilot. So it sets up the whole premise of him owning this railroad, which he wins in a card game. And I just thought it was hilarious. At the very end, the last line is, this chick that he's been toying with all through the movie, he says, what do you want to do? And she says, let's make love. And it was like 1960. Four or five TV movie? I'm thinking, whoa! Pretty provocative shit. Let's make love?
Yeah, there you go.
Dale Robertson's gonna get some. Dang. Actually, she was the one that was on him, and then they're smooching at the end, and whoa.
Getting it on. I thought Chuck Bronson's first movie was the Wax Museum. That hard.
Well, not his first movie, but his first starring movie.
Oh, first starring. Oh, okay.
Yeah, where he was the star of the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And they kept mentioning how short he was. Like, that's what made him mean? And I'm thinking, man.
Napoleon,
I can't see Charles Bronson liking that too much.
No. Well, maybe
because I never heard that
fucking look.
They never allude to him being short in any other movies. I think.
Yeah.
Right. Just like he's a tough guy. He looks like he's going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Call him Shorty at your own peril.
Alrighty. So. Should we do AI theater? Or does that beat? Should we retire AI theater?
Let it peter out.
Yeah. I tell you what, these things, I'll do the shortest one.
Okay.
Nobody good's making these, man. They're all just like anal sex and, you know. Ha-ha, splugy. There's no real creative people doing these things. So I'm going to go back to the original. This is one of the ones that Mini-Me, or whatever he's called, Mini-Nifty.
Oh, okay.
It's called Shittles.
Okay, Shittles.
Sugary little balls, they make your taste buds go numb. Shittles in your mouth, oh! What a conundrum. They come in every color, but they all taste the same. Chew them up, spit them out, they bring you nothing but shame. You try to savor the sweetness, but it just ain't there. Shittles in your hand, you're caught in candy despair. You offer them to your friends with a mischievous grin. Watch their faces twist and contort, they won't forgive them.
And it's a shame it's not a real candy, because the spin doctors could help Bobo out when he says that, like, Detroit's a shithole. No, he's talking about the candy Shittles.
Shittles.
He was talking about Shittles. He didn't say shithole.
He didn't mean Puerto Rico.
Yeah, exactly.
But the candy. Oy, oy, oy. I think Mini Nifty made...
I love the way they come out to do that, man. He didn't say that. He didn't mean that. He didn't. That's a trip.
Harris makes one mistake, it's going to be amplified a million times.
Oh, yeah.
She's run a flawless campaign.
Uh-huh.
And people are always like, she's not so great and all this shit. I think she's pretty fucking impressive, man.
I am. I'm impressed by her.
I mean...
It's not just some opposite Bobo. I like this chick.
Ugh. Fuck, there's a bunch I'd take before Bobo.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. The rest of the population of the planet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Anyways. Jimmy Stewart in Westerns, man. You know? He's got more depth and range than John Wayne, you know? He's
a thinking
man. He can act.
I didn't care for Wayne that much. Matter of fact, he was just saying his fucking lines and everything. I always had that stone look in her all that.
Well, he was doing, like, the shtick, you know.
Yeah, just being himself and everything, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But he made some doozies. You got to admit that. All right, let's spin that wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Okay, I remember now. Here we go. The two-part. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Oh, two-parter. All right.
Yeah. It's fun. It's like an adventure.
It's a serial.
Because there's one part, and it ends, and the second part begins after this first part is done.
Okay. Sweet.
But they're related parts of the same thing. They're all toward the same goal.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying very hard to warp the minds of the American public. There's subversive shit. So this is it, man. No, Ace Crawford. Private Eye theme song, but it does have a good beat, and if push came to shove, you could dance to it. Alright. That's right, kids. Buckle up. Time once again. The fantastic. Plastic. 3 minutes.
His hair is comb over gold. His lips flap out his shtick. His junk is small and old. He wants Arnold Palmer's dick to force his music on you. You'll want to get out quick. Just like a mushroom we're told. He wants Arnold Palmer's dick. And he'll grease you, he'll displease you. With his fingers and his Bible, he will please you. He's atrocious, and he knows just what it takes to pass a test, cautious. He eats Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. He wants Arnold Palmer's
dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
A, you're abominable. B, you're so bigoted. C, you're completely full of crap. D, you're deplorable, evil, and horrible. Your stupid friggin' cap. G, making nothing great. H, teaching us to hate. I, you're illiterate as well. J, just a horrid man. K, mean to love the clan. L, for the lies you always tell. Malodorous, nefarious, obstreperous, perfidious. I could go on all day. Querulous, rancorous, satanical, tyrannical. What more? You fill my life with pain. V means you're very vain. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me. A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Here we go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Ah-ha!
McDonald's French fries.
Got that right, Jack.
Yes.
Where's my opener? Here it is.
And I caught that. I caught that when he's talking about Arnold Palmer. I was watching a John Stewart show had a clip of it.
You believe that shit?
Oh, making fun of him dancing that time, all that.
It's
dance. Instead of talking about what he's going to do.
It's crazy town. It's crazy town.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. Here's a political one that we can all enjoy together.
Okay.
A Saskatchewan, Canada town can't find anyone to run for mayor. Dude, George Williams was elected in 2021, and he's retiring this year. And so far, no one's come forward to seek the office. So, job opportunity waiting.
You know, I take it George ran unopposed before.
I don't know. The town council will select a deputy mayor to handle the duties of the office if no candidates run. So. That's weird, man.
No one wants the job.
Yeah. Run on the apathy party, you know. shoot, what else we got here? Zombies Halloween.
Okay, alright.
One of our mutual friends posted this before the show. You might have seen it. In California, they were looking for this lady. They kind of lost track of her. She's 95, and she's got Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
So they went to check out her house. And it turns out that she's okey-doke. She's in a assisted care facility.
Yeah.
But her house was all fucking overgrown and piled with garbage and shit. And there was the one son was there, and he's kind of got some problems, you know.
Right.
And then they found the other son was dead on the toilet.
Oh.
They found his mummified remains.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
I'm a cop.
Jesus Christ.
That was the California... John Link traveling the circus there, man.
So that other son did live there in the house that was
with
the dead brother in the circus?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the neighbors are like, yeah, he goes out every morning, goes down a thing, gets groceries and shit, and comes back.
Holy shit.
Police reports said officers who responded to the scene found property littered with garbage and a noticeable presence of flies inside the residence.
Smell. How can you live there? Holy shit.
That's the creepy ass Halloween shit, man. Elvis did die on the shitter, GT points out.
I just finished watching a special on him, a three episode special, Love and Elvis.
Huh. There you go.
Interesting.
Man.
You like this little 14-year-old girls?
Oh, did he really?
Uh huh.
Oh, I guess his wife was really young when they first met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 14.
Him and Jerry Lee Lewis, man, all them come out of the Sun Records.
That's why Elvis kept it quiet, because what happened to Jerry Lee?
Right. Pretty much put a damper on his career.
Uh-huh.
Alright. What we got here? Oh, Animal World, okay. I tell you, the news was scarce this week, man. There wasn't much going on. A German zoo, I guess they have this bat cave you can walk in.
Yeah.
And some lady walked through the bat cave with her young son, got home, removed her jacket, and a bat fell on the floor.
Oh, brought one home with her.
Yeah. He got in her coat.
Oh.
Hitched a ride home. Now, I'd have been freaking the fuck out, man. Uh-huh. I'd been peeing my pants and running around.
Yeah,
going, there's a bat. There's a bat. There's a bat.
They're skimpy. We're not used to those things.
Fucking Germans are like, oh, nah. You know. Put it in a box with a banana and some honey water. Kept it comfortable overnight. Returned to the zoo the next day. No big
deal. That was trying to escape the cave. It was brilliant.
Yeah, Dr. Cake, what did she miss? Dead bodies, yes. We had a dead guy on a toilet. And no mayor in Saskatchewan. they're looking for a mayor over there. Let's see. London Zoo, they had two escaped parrots. Were found 60 miles from their habitat and returned.
Okay.
When the handlers of the birds, they said, don't chase the birds or try to catch them, just report them. We'll come get them. So the people that handled these birds came, and the birds flew right to them, and they were able to take them back. So that was cool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's what he's doing over there. Now, this one's weird. Firefighters rescue a parrot from a California tree, and the owner's brother.
Who tried to retrieve it?
Yeah. A teenager. He became stuck in a tree trying to retrieve the bird. So, two for one on that one. Saving two birds with one ladder isn't just a figure of speech, said the fire authority. All right. That's cute. And then bird-related stories. A cockatoo. No offense.
Okay.
was rescued after 4 weeks trapped inside a grocery store.
2 weeks inside a grocery shop. All right.
Well, the thing was, it wasn't a domesticated. It wasn't a pet shop bird. It was from the wild. This is in Sydney, Australia, where they hang out, man. They abide. And they couldn't catch the sucker. So they finally brought in a femme of the same breed.
Okay.
Who was trained. And she managed to lure old boy into the cage. And they released him in the wild. Happy ending for everybody. Except probably for that chick bird who's like, I thought I was going to get laid. What the hell?
Yeah.
This shit.
I was reminded of Bugs Bunny dressing as a woman trying to lure somebody in there.
He always put the moves on Elmer Fudd, man.
Yeah, that's right. Who eats in a grocery shop?
That was Garth in Wayne's World.
Remember?
No. Did he get start feeling funny when Bugs Bunny dressed up like a girl? Yeah, it was Cloud Talk or something. I've seen that one in a million years. Alright. I thought these things were done, these fucks.
Yeah.
But apparently there's still a Sea World going on in San Antonio, Texas. They closed the one here in Ohio, thank goodness. Because it's abuse of these whales, right?
Yeah.
And in 2016, SeaWorld announced that it would end its orca breeding program and phase out the animals in its park after the current generation dies out.
Finally.
And there's five of them living there, if you call that living. I think that's disgusting. Because those beasts should not be end up in a little tank.
No.
Anyhow, they do have a sense of humor. Audience members attending an orca show got more than they bargained for when a killer whale shit in the pool and then splashed the crowd with the poopy water. Nice. Took a big dump and then splashed the crowd,
there you
baby.
Go. There you go.
They're not dumb.
That's a big fuck you right there.
He knew exactly what he was doing. So good for him, man. Oh, I hope saw that. Good for him, man. Fucking SeaWorld. I mean, your time is gone, man.
Yep. There you go.
You're gone.
What's Texas like, man? Is that like time, the place where time was forgotten or something?
Hey, man. Dopey, what's his head, might not win the Senate race. That would be cool. That's actually in play.
Okay.
Cruz.
Oh, okay. Good. There you go.
The guys, even the Republicans can't stand that piece of shit. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes Ted Cruz. Poor guy. Hey, it
shouldn't lasted this long.
I know. I sent money to the last guy, Beto. I wanted a T-shirt. I got a Beto T-shirt. All right. Here we go. The world's records.
All right.
Alabama couple have a 16-foot, 10-inch orc. Start again. Alabama couple's 16-foot, 10-inch okra plant might be the world's tallest. So, yum, yum. Who eats that crap anyway? I can't stand that stuff.
I don't even
gumbo?
Know what that one is.
Yeah. That's what's in gumbo. It's like celery or something.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. It's kind of yucky. It's one of your yuckier vegetables. Swiss twins break two world records for synchronized inline skating. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
14 years old.
Elvis, what dream?
the most synchronized tricks on inline skates in 30 seconds. And the most synchronized tricks on inline skates in 1 minute. So...
Okay.
That's cool. And this is weird. They're twins, and they're sisters. They're girls. Elvis, right up Elvis's alley. And it took them a while to coordinate because the one has memory problems because she had a brain tumor when she was 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
And it's left her with problems getting things in order and things like that. You know, she's got problems putting things together. So it's kind of cool that they were able to do this.
It could be a twin thing. Yeah.
Good for them. Namie and Elena Stump. Congratulations. Our hat's off to you.
Way to go.
Oak says okra is slimy unless fried and then not great. I agree.
Gee.
You are correct, sir.
Never heard of that.
Oh, those girls were from Switzerland, in case Elvis is listening. A woman uses chopsticks to eat one grain of rice at a time.
Oh.
And sets the world record. I saw this on one of the TV shows, too. She ate a record-breaking 37 pieces in 1 minute with chopsticks.
One grain at a time.
That's a quick move in chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
Chopstick foo. What that is. Dang, man. They got the video. Going to town, man. One grain at a time. One grain at a time.
You can do it.
It's a good way to diet, probably. How do you not cheat in, like two?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, speaking of chopsticks. An Idaho man who holds the most concurrent Guinness records reclaimed one of his own titles by throwing 28 metal chopsticks into an archery target in 1 minute. These are getting less and less interesting, man.
Yeah.
You know,
he's running out of ideas.
Well, and he keeps having to re-beat his own records. I'm sure we've done this one before, the chopsticks already.
He's just throwing it at an archery target?
Yeah, Rush said the new record attempt began fortuitously with his first chopstick hitting the exact center of the bullseye. I still have the remnants of that cold, man. Uh-oh. My God, walking COVID over here.
Yeah, maybe back around. My knees.
Well, the shit. I feel okay, but it's just my lungs had a lot of congestion.
Oh.
So we'll get over that. But
need a cigarette.
Yeah. The world record for coughing is what I'm going after.
There's
the news.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Well, my cook put me on the back burner. Secretary put me on hold. The preacher man put me on the prayer list. And the landlord put me in the cold. Well, the doc done put me on a diet. Oh, the undertaker put me on ice. The post office put me on a wanted poster. And the boss done put me on nights. I put a little romance in down. So I put her on the do not call list until she put the welcome mat back out. Police put me in handcuffs cause they put me at the scene of the crime. The judge done put me in the slammer.
A book rule. roll double.
Not a finger!
You get that right. All right. Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. GT has left the building.
All right.
I'm all out of Bobo material. That song reminds me. This morning, my voicemail's been going for on the house phone.
Yeah.
Which I get through the cable
people?
Company.
Pardon?
Is
it these people trying to get you to vote and everything?
No. Actually, I haven't gotten any of those. I just get these guys want to buy my house.
Okay.
But that's not the problem. The problem is they leave messages, and I never know what's a real message or what's a bogus message. So, you know, I'll pick up the phone. It goes, boop, 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 boop. That means there's a message, at least one. And usually there's four or five, and most of them are just blank.
Yeah,
they don't say anything.
Yeah.
So, lately I've been calling into the voicemail, and I can't get into my account. I get a busy signal. So I called about it the other day, and this and that, and the guy never said he was going to call back, and he didn't, and I picked up the phone, and it was working, and I got my messages. And then the same thing happened this morning. I'm like, all right, dagnabbit. It's gone on far enough. So I called him and shit, and I'm on hold forever. And so I'm getting a new modem by the end of the week, which is
okay.
Cool.
I was wondering, because it could be a gig, right?
It could, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still in the Google search, that number, which sucks. What I like is my email's in there somewhere, because people email me out of the blue, and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
You know, I can handle that. Anyway.
Honor the technology.
Yeah. I hate it all. This just interesting thing. I looked this up because I wanted to know how many possible Puerto Ricans votes there were in the presidential election.
Yeah.
Because the people on the island of Puerto Rico are U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
still not
they can't
a state.
Vote
but they're
not
a
US state
citizen. Yeah.
But they are U.S. citizens. So. Those that live on the isle cannot vote in a federal election. But if you move to the mainland and register to vote, you can vote in that state.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, how many of these people are there? And I can't get a straight line on it. I figure it's anywhere from 3 to 6 million votes. Either way, it's a sizable amount of votes. Which you just shat on.
Isn't that the amount of votes he cried about losing last time?
Pardon me?
Wasn't that the amount of votes that he cried about losing
last
about.
Time? Just about. Now, Oak was saying that doesn't seem right. They should get the vote here. But the thing is, dude, there's no point. There's no point of them voting in the presidential election because the popular vote doesn't count.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all that stupid electoral college.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned the electoral college last week. Did I mention that last week?
Sorry.
Electoral college.
Yeah.
Because I had these guys talking about electoral college. Oh, man, if they get rid of that, then everybody will be run by New York and California. I said, no. It won't be about the states. It'll be about the plurality of the popular vote. Who more Americans want as a fucking president?
Uh-huh.
That's what it should be.
Exactly.
And I think Puerto Rico should be a state. Crying out loud. We got millions of people.
The trouble is we don't know where to put that extra fucking star in the flag. That's why they're not.
You think that's the real issue here? It's that goddamn.
Can't figure it out.
Can't fit another star in.
Hey, where the hell can we put that? Fuck them. Fuck them. We don't have room for them.
Start filling up the stripes. You put them on a red stripe.
Yeah.
That would look cool.
Blue field. So filled up.
You're a beauty, sir.
That's why.
la la la. Okay. Oh, we are good. That was GT leaving the building.
Out.
Yeah, leaving the building. All right, Cake. I hope you forgive me for tonight's yodel, because I always try to keep you in mind when the yodel, because I know you're one of the bigger supporters of our yodel portion of the show.
Oh yes.
I hope you approve of this.
She's more suggested the yodels.
It's not exactly a yodel, but it is a yodel.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a yodel.
It's a hidden yodel.
Yeah, there's a yodel in here. And this was actually, I believe this charted in the early 60s on the country music charts there. Without any further ado, Leroy Van Dyke.
Well, there seems to be some disagreement back here as to who's going to introduce this next song, so I just think I'll do it myself. It's one of my old records, a thing called Auctioneer. Now, you guys, I've already introduced it, so just forget it. Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 30 now, 5, would it be to have another $40 on the making of 40 now, 5, would it be to five? There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it upon my $30, will you give me 30, hurrah, bid a $30 bid. $30 bidder now, 35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid it a 35, who will bid it at a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm, and he tries to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid and I'll $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it 40, bid it a $40, will you give me 40, hurrah, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid and now 45, will you give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid. So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played at school. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's call to give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid and now $50, 50, will they give me 50, make a 50, bid it of all the $50, will they give me 50, hurrah, bid it a $50 bill. $50 bidder now, 55, will they give me 55, to make it a 55, bid it a 55, a soul at home born a $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are you going to get for? I'm a 25 to get 30 now, 5. Would it be a 5, another $40 on the make it a 40 now, 5. Would it be a 5, another $50 on the make it a 50 now, 5. Thank you very much. Most excellent, he said, muted. Most excellent, he said, muted there. Here we go. Not much yodeling, but kind of a yodel.
Yeah. Okay, yodeling with actual words.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Anyways, the interesting part is, Ope says that dude lives in the next town over from him.
Leroy Van Dyke?
Yeah, Leroy Van Dyke. Okay. And he's a real old dude, and he says he comes into the record store.
Oh, nice.
And they even have a street named after him.
There you go.
That's cool. When you know you're driving at Doosanbury. You get a street named after me. There's a street named after me. Not me, but my family. Family name. Yep. It's a lane.
Okay.
It's not a street. It's a lane. But all it was the driveway to my grandparents' house. But somehow it's got a street sign.
There you go.
It's on the Google Maps and shit.
You guys must have loved watching that, looking at when you're visiting Grandma, right?
That was an invention way after I left. Left the farm. In the 80s. I left the farm, and when did I leave? 1983. Beginning of 1983 is when I moved away from Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Didn't go far. I went to Columbus, Ohio. And
what I got is I noticed there's a nuclear plant named after my family in Cleveland. I don't know if it's a nuclear plant, but nuclear supplies or something.
No way.
A couple of times I went to Cleveland and drove by and saw it. Yeah. I have to look it up. I was drunk back then. Maybe I imagined it. Maybe
yeah,
I'll look it up.
I don't think any of my kinfolk live out there anymore. I believe the property was sold off to an energy concern.
Okay.
They put fracking on there. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Huh? Time marches on.
Yeah, it used to be a horse farm.
Yep.
Beautiful horses, and now it's raping the land.
As they do.
As they do. As they will be doing until... Oh, that was interesting. Did I have that link? Oh, no, because I was blocked on the thing. Anyways, I read this article about... who's the wheelchair guy there? Stephen Hawking. The smartest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He predicted the end of the world.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, it's like, well, this is the way we're going, at the rate we're going, the way we're using up fossil fuels, et cetera, et cetera, and all this shit. The world will end in, I believe he said, in the 2600s. So.
Okay. Mark,
we're good. I mean, we're good.
Uh-huh.
We're good.
Uh-huh. He's rather optimistic.
Your kids are good. But they, I think that's up. Well, he's like the end of everything. Like there's no humanity left on the planet. It's done through complete and finished Mark 7.
I see. Going a lot earlier than that.
Let's see. End of the world, Stephen Hawking. What did it say?
Okay. My prediction is this Thursday.
Yeah, the year 2600. I got that right. Yeah. Stephen Hawking. That was his final theory. Says we had a good run.
Exactly.
Hey, man, they're cloning freaking dinos, man. Dinosaurs and shit.
Don't they watch Jurassic Park, man? That's not
Jurassic Park for real, man.
Yeah.
And it's really causing they're trying to. It's really causing a kerfuffle in the world of science because it's like, why the fuck are you bringing these animals into this world now? You know, that's not fair to the animals. They didn't ask to be brought into this world, eh? Who are you, God?
But you can feed a lot of people. Raise them, kill them, feed a lot of people. Fred Flintstone that shit.
I didn't think of that. But look how bad cow shit is for the environment. What about dinosaur shit? Holy jeez.
Okay.
It'll take the ozone right out.
dinosaur shit.
Hope says just because you can doesn't mean you should. Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. I got the World Series is on behind me. The rich, super rich Dodgers versus the super rich New York Yankees. And the Dodgers are up 2-0. They're up 4-0 in the third game. I hope they sweep the Yankees. Not because I like the Dodgers, just because it'd be fun to humiliate the Yankees, don't you think?
There you go.
And they haven't won one in a long time. Well, for them. 2005 or something. Almost 20 years.
Oh. But you called it right there when you said super rich. It kind of takes the excitement out. Watching these millionaires play sports.
It does. My buddy and I, we talk about the Pirates all the time. It's futility. It's futile.
Yeah.
They don't spend any money. They don't spend enough money, man. They're never going to win. Sucks. And they have the best pitching staff probably in baseball next year. And their stupid owner won't. If he'd spend like $50 million, he'd make that and then some back next year. But
trade apart with it.
Dildo. Shake hotta, boy. All right, man. Yeah, who's got the Kansas City Royals? The year the Royals went to World Series last time, they spent. How'd they get there? Spent a fucking shitload of dough.
Yep.
Extra dough that year. But they're penny pinches like the Pirates are, for the most part, most years. Hey, the Pirates penny pinch all the time. Damn sick of it. All right. Nobody cares. My baseball woes. Get a new team, right?
Yeah. Whole new team.
Why, I oughta. All right, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Possum.
I hope we're not doomed as doomed could be. Natty Light. But if we are, just remember, it's every man for himself at that point, okay? Yeah. Don't count on me for shit. I'm out of here.
We're good to the 27th century, so everything's cool. Thank you,
well,
Steve-O.
2600, that's assuming Bobo loses, okay?
Yeah. He didn't calculate Bobo in office. That button pusher.
Nice.
Ketchup all over the nuclear buttons.
Oh, jeez. Have poop on it, man. Natty Light. All right, that pants pooping jerk. All right, everybody. Where's the transporter for crying out loud? Right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody! Energize! Energize! Easier said than done.
Good result.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
So long, suckers.
Ooh-dee-doo.
Give me a bag of shells.
Still not there.
Maybe one more.
Missed it by that much.
There we go.
I did it.
Dummy! I'm exhausted, man. I've been sick and I've worked my butt off, man.
I've been sick for the past two Fridays, but I feel better the next day. I don't know what it is, but it's like the last hour of working, I get sick as a motherfucker for two Fridays now.
I've been sick.
I thought it was COVID.
Damn near the, been sick damn near the whole month.
No shit.
Right after I went to the hospital gig, I did those two hospital gigs.
So I could do it.
I think I caught the juju there, man.
That's where I, when I had COVID, that's where I got it.
Think about all these motherfuckers I've infected.
Yep.
Working double headers and going here and there. Birthday parties. Oh, my God. What's somebody think of the children? I'll just inject myself with bleach.
There you go.
And maybe if there was some way I could get the light inside of my body, I could kill it. I don't know. I'm going to look into that over the week. I'll let you know next time.
And the man's a genius.
Stable genius, baby.
Stable genius.
I'm scared as fuck, man.
Yep.
God. We're doomed, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's going to. I really don't think he's going to.
I don't either.
But, man, he could. And that's the scary part.
When I see that big crowd at McDonald's and I hear dopey customers that come in, they're all Bobo people. Cigar smokers are Bobo people.
You know what, though? I think the Kamala people are just keeping it close to the vest.
Yep.
And holding out hope.
Yep.
That someday, this too shall pass.
Damn skeppy.
I told you that story about this too shall pass.
Oh, yeah.
The
woman had
said it to the lady, and
neck.
She's got a tattooed on her neck.
You thought she was pissed off at you at first.
Yeah, she comes rushing over. Weird, man.
Well, it's a good philosophy.
It certainly is. And on that note.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.